First, the relationship between transgender and feminism. There's no one relationship because both transgender and feminism are both complicated and heterogeneous. But that, I think, my rule of thumb, when I think about feminism, I think, all right, is this a movement for people who have a certain kind of biological body, or is it a movement for people who are opposed to social oppression based on how our bodies are categorized? So those are two very different ways of thinking. And I think the more feminism is rooted in an idea of biology, the closer it is to racism. And there are, you know, there, feminism runs from the anarchist left to the fascist right. It's like feminism is not one thing. And that the more, say, the I think one of the things happening today in liberal politics, centrist politics, is that because of dominant cultural ideas about the meaning of our body and the way we use biology to anchor people in social categories, it's like, and that transgender challenges this, it's like that's why transgender is such a volatile political issue, why it is so useful for the right wing to weaponize and to pull people towards the right. It's disturbing to me to see people who are supposedly liberal feminists who believe in democracy and fairness and equality lose their minds about transgender issues and adopt a very reactionary position. It puts liberalism into alignment, engagement with fascism. You know? And so it is I think it is one of the central struggles of our time to, like I said, transgender is not just the small, tiny minority issue, but that it engages with some of the deepest political questions we have today about the way that we organize our society. Part of how I understand transgender is as a desire or identification to move across the boundary that society sets up that says this is what your body means. But it's like because of whatever reason, I'm agnostic about where transgender feelings come from. But it's like because you have them and you desire to move across the way society organizes our bodies into categories through biopolitics, that it's not just a movement across a gender boundary, but it's a movement across the entire way of thinking about biology as the anchor for our social identities and our social categories. And in that sense, it's a kind of liberation. It's a desire for freedom that moves you across the way things are organized now towards some vision of the future that you have. And that it's, in that sense to me, it's like anti-racist work to say like, you know, I know, like I say as a transgender person, I know what my biology is. I know what my body has been. But it's like, I challenge the meaning that society gives to that. And like with racism, like I can imagine a person of color saying, I know what my body is like, but it doesn't mean that I'm a slave. It doesn't mean that I'm property. I'm saying it means something different, you know? Or at the best of feminism, the kinds of feminism I feel in alignment with, to say like, just because I have this reproductive capacity, it doesn't mean that I'm supposed to be a mother, I'm supposed to have babies, I'm supposed to be married. It's like feminism can be about moving across in a trans way and moving across the social expectation of womanhood. And so for me, like that's what makes transgender a politically powerful move. I like to think of the trans as not a property that belongs to transgender people, but that's only something that we do. I think many kinds of people move across the limiting, stereotyped, oppressive meaning that society wants to put on our bodies. And when you move across that boundary, that is being trans. You know, I'm being a transgender person, but trans is bigger than transgender.